This Lagos, I swear, you know. Lagos will not pursue us from Lagos, you know. We were made for Lagos. We were prepared, we're made, we're born for Lagos. Mm. And that's the talk to each and every one of you who have stayed here and you're in Lagos right now and you found a way to survive, you found a way to do business, you found a way to raise a family, you found a way to...
Do life,
to do you. In this Lagos, you are born, you're made for Lagos indeed.
And you're doing well.
Absolutely.
You're doing well.
You're doing amazingly well. It's not easy. You see, there's something about, you know, this you might be tempted to want to think that two things. One is that Lagos is not different from any other place. It's general. You know, what's happening in Nigeria, I mean, it's general. No, in Lagos, it's different, please. It is totally different from all quarters, from all angles. The mindset, the people, every single thing is different about Lagos. And depending on what area in Lagos do, but they are different. There's a difference, and the difference is multifaceted. So the difference in different parts, even on the island, different parts in the mainland, different parts. So Lagos is different. So if you are in this Lagos, plying your trade in this Lagos, I want to first of all say that you're doing well.
You're doing well.
We want to say you're doing
absolutely.
Well. Well done.
Absolutely.
Well done indeed.
Welcome, Lagos. Mm-hmm. How are you doing this morning? Mm-hmm. The first hour of the show is live. Mm-hmm. And if you're tuning for the first time, not to worry. We're going to tell you what goes on here. Mm-hmm. And how is Don? First of all, this is What's Up, Lagos. And of course, we're hanging out with the techers. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teke.
Okay, so you might be wondering, why are both of them bearing Teke? Is one a sister to a brother or one a brother to a sister? You know, you can want to ask. But I mean, if you've been asking that question, are these people married? And we're going to answer that question.
Absolutely. I mean, for those who do not know, you know, straight up, it's a straight up thing. Yes, we are. First real life couple to co-host a radio show live.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't understand what it meant when people say you try. You know, people are telling me, oh boy. My colleagues, they called me, and even from far and wide, they're calling me like, you know, it's you did try. I was like, you've not done it before. Now, how come you're saying it's not easy? You know, say, I know if you just try. I know if you try. Me and my wife, I know if you try. I'm not like, say, if I try, say, how do you manage? And then the next question is, when you people are fighting, how do you handle it? And I've heard that question a billion times. And I mean, the response has been the same. Like, hey, you know, the entire marriage itself, it's work. It's full-time job.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's just an extension of the work that we put in to keep us together, even off the mic.
Absolutely.
So that's what works. It's not as if there's anything. That's how we look at it, right?
I agree with you.
We come in here sometimes, fight day our mind. But, you know, the same way we make it work at home, the same way we make it work on the radio. Mm. I think the fear of, you know, things going out of hand is why people are scared of saying they can't do this. Yeah. But, hey, it's doable, you know. It's doable. But we have to give ourselves some kudos. Like, you know, it's... You know, you understand. You know, easy. You understand. We're not complaining, but I just say it's not easy.
What do you mean by you're not complaining?
Because some people will be like, they don't complain. I said it. I knew it's not easy. But yes, it's a big deal to get to work together, see yourself every day, and make it work. And
do you get tired of seeing me all the time? You get tired of me being here.
You and I know that we get tired from time to time. What are you talking about here? You know that from time to time, you know, we'll be like, no, you know what? Go do you. Have some. Like this weekend, you're away, and I was like, yo. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's
some
good.
Some fresh air.
And the crazy thing is that a day after, you're like, yo, come back. Or where are you? You know, stuff like that. But at least there's always need for couples, whether or not you're working together like we're doing, to give yourself some breathing space. Give
absolutely.
It, you know, easy to just stay together. Sometimes you just want to be you and not hear anybody call you. Where are you? What are you doing? And stuff like that. So, yes, he's not getting tired. We, you know, sometimes need that breather. And I know that you need it. I need it from time to time.
That's right. I mean, it's a pleasure to always do through this.
Absolutely.
And come to Lagos and be with you, Lagos. All of you listening right now. So, hey, back to you. Mm-hmm. How are you doing this morning? And what is going on around your area? Remember, the first hour of the show is the feel of Lagos. Get into feel your pulse. Mm-hmm. What is the situation report in your area? You want to gist or banter or lay a complain, or you want to just nag about something? Somebody hurt you. Somebody stepped on your feet this morning. Or you were, you know, stuck in traffic and someone bashed your car. Mm. Or maybe you were sitting in an Uber and this driver, you know, got you upset. Or maybe your rider got you upset and then you just want to vent about it.
Yeah, I almost got upset this morning and I remember who I am. And I said, no, behave yourself, Colin. Behave yourself, behave yourself. So I was running a bit late. I went somewhere this morning, so I was running a bit late. And my guy does obey traffic even beyond the obedience. He obeyed traffic lights. Nobody did that. He said, look, I will not beat traffic light. I'm like, okay, yes. I don't know when I just park. I say, do you obey it on the time? You know, I would lie. You know, low key inside me somehow I was like, move now. People see somebody. And you know, people were beating the traffic light and the guy, me, I'm late.
He's a good citizen.
And he stayed.
You were trying to corrupt him.
At a boil.
Why are you trying to corrupt
before
him?
Before he turned to yellow, Alaya stopped. I said, bro, move, man. Yellow is ready.
Oh, goodness.
You know, I saw that it was going to almost get out of hand, and then I just allowed it. I'm like, yo, Collins, next time, leave early so that you don't need to be dragging with the driver.
Sometimes, right, having to wait for the traffic lights can be really frustrating.
It's annoying. There'll be passing people who don't want to pass.
You know, and then you're just there. This person is, you know, taking his time to ride. And you're like, see, try and beat it before it turns red. Try and beat it. And you just get there. It's red. And you're like, oh, my God. But why did it have to do that?
Yeah, but then again, you might want to give kudos to them because Lagos, oh boy, people know they follow traffic lights. So you can't be rushing to cross.
Yeah,
because the next person might just be saying, before them cross, before they turn ahead, let me just beat it. People beat the light all the time. So because of that, man, it's smart to just take your time, you know.
Don't even beat it. It's against the law, so don't even do it.
Yeah, I hope so. They heard you. Somebody's beating right now, listening to you now. And say, yeah, I beat it too, but please try not to do it. All right, let's get to the calls. The numbers haven't changed.
To be a part of the show, 0700-993-993-993. And this one's for you, females, 01465-7190. And then if you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. What is your general observation around the city of Lagos that you'd like to share with us? Mm. What's happening with you in your neighborhood? How was your night? How are you feeling this morning? Those are the questions we're asking you to kickstart the show. It is that easy. And we are
the Techers. Woo, woo, woo. Why am I feeling all, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hi, Ella. Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Morning. Me, I'm not happy this morning.
Yay. What happened?
I want to run.
Oh, yeah, let's do this.
So, today was supposed to be my first PTA meeting, like a one-on-one with my daughter's class teacher.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I dressed up. Wore 3 perfumes. Did everything. It's my car. Only for me to get there, they told me I'm 30 minutes late. And I can't do it today.
Wow. Wait, they didn't tell you the time you were to come?
It was supposed to be from 7:30 to 8, but I got there.
Late.
I thought it was 8:30 to 9. And my first PTA meeting.
Try. It paid me too. Oh, Jamilara J.
I was feeling myself.
Oh, my God. So yeah, you have to repeat that again tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I have to repeat it tomorrow. That's the annoying.
So sorry.
I was just laughing at myself.
Let me give you a small tip. What Andrea used to do. If we go for an event like that, maybe and the thing changes, she would take pictures. So she'll say, I can't waste this makeup. She'll say, I can't waste. She will do content. She will take, so you can just take pictures and remember the day, Ella.
Somewhere.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my. Bumi is on the line from Victoria Island, the first time caller. Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes,
oh
yes.
Oh, my God.
Just alive.
Wow. Am I live?
You are yes, live you are. On the radio. Live.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Yes. So I can hear this for real.
Yes, you can.
Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
That is so really nice to hear you guys. Yeah. I'm
nice
really a fan of you guys, and this is my first time calling.
Wow. Welcome.
I actually don't know what to say. I just celebrated for the first time, so here I am. Okay, I'm at work, and I'm frustrated. My phone got broken over the weekend.
My
phone is now up to 6 months.
Chai.
Yes, I've not even finished paying the money.
Chai! <laughs> for extra money
to repair the screen or pay mainly because of course I have an online business that I'm running, so it's actually frustrating.
Is it one of those brand of phones that the screen sometimes is more expensive than how much you bought the phone?
Well, it's not Samsung.
So you're safe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really nice to join you guys. Thank you so much.
We appreciate
it.
Have a nice show. Bye.
Bye. Yes. Okay.
That's a feel.
Wow.
You can vent. You know what that feels, right?
I know what that feels like. Trust me, I can totally relate to that. And unfortunately for me, I'm using one of those phones that's, you know, to get the screen alone.
It's like almost 3/4 of the price of the phone.
Oh, my God. And then my son has done justice to the phone. So I'm just going by ear, just using it that way. When I feel like, repairing the screen, I would do that. But for now, we move. Lagos, tell us what is going on around your area and how are you feeling this morning? You want to vent?
Feel free.
What is that thing that you're frustrated about?
Feel free.
Feel free and drop it right here.
And right
now. Did somebody match you? Did not tell you sorry? Did somebody push you and say, come off the road? Did not tell you sorry? Do you want to tell us? We can arrange for you right now. You know, we can do it, right? Can't we?
Yes, we can.
We can arrange.
We have left hand. Left hand is ready.
That will help you. But if you want us to pour you water,
we'll do it.
We can help you feel better this morning.
Now, talking about left hand, at 11 o'clock, we'll go back to part two of our lefty talk. And we'll find out the psychological effect of trying to change a child's handedness.
Left-handedness.
Yeah, right. From left-handedness to right. And we'll also talk more about personal experiences and how people were molested, beaten, you know, pushed.
Just that they are used, just because they use your left hand. Mm-hmm. We'll be asking you, what are those common myths that you've heard or you were told when it comes to using your left hand?
Absolutely.
I mean, we heard a few yesterday about that. Oh, some people are evil spirit.
Yeah.
Or they're evil. Mm-hmm. Or they have one spiritual going on around them. And that's why they're using your left hand. Or maybe they're reincarnated or something. But we'll talk about that in 11 o'clock hour, where the family talk will be live. But right now, you want to vent and tell us what's going on around your area, feel free to do that. Remember to scream, what's up, Lagos?
And we say chest alive.
Chest alive.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Wow. I didn't know this is going to go.
You made it.
Don't be a doubting Thomas. Now you're here.
I'm a first-time caller, though.
Welcome.
I've been listening for a while now.
Okay.
I just got out of my car and just try. Let me keep on calling you guys and just went through.
Wow.
Nice.
Great to know.
Finally call you and speak to you, actually.
We're happy to hear from you indeed. What's your name, by the way?
My name is Femi.
Welcome, Femi. Is there something you want to talk to us about?
Oh, I'm on Lagos tired.
I know, right?
That makes it three of us.
Uber driver. Oh.
Mm. Wow.
La, la, la. So, well, we thank God for everything.
At the end of the day.
Exactly.
At the end of the day.
Exactly.
We thank God for everything. It's going, we're pushing it.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the spirit.
I really appreciate calling you guys and actually, wow.
Shout out to you.
Thank you so much. Wow, Femi. Yeah.
Have a great day.
And you too. I could hear a lot outside for that is Lagos.
Yeah.
We just talk like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pregnant with a lot of meanings.
A lot of things.
More calls. Hello.
Okay. Do call us back, please. Hello.
If you... Hello, left hand. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, my name is Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Josh. Welcome.
Yeah, I've been trying to call for about 4 months. Last time I called was 4 months ago.
Oh.
And then I was jotting everything I was going to say. I was jotting it down. So I think I'll be calling for the next 1 hour now. Are you ready?
All right.
1 hour.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Okay.
I'm a good driver.
Okay.
And this morning, I was going to deliver a cake because I deliver cakes.
So. Okay.
Then, you know this traffic that we have a bottleneck?
Yeah.
So, normally, we're supposed to leave one space, one person goes, the next person joins in.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you give space for the first person to go, you see the people at the back keep on trooping in like they own the road, you know? But I don't get angry anymore because of...
Wow.
I'm just used to giving charge because I will still get to my house anyways.
Happy.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And then talking about the left hand.
Yeah.
As useless as we think left hand is, it's still very useful to Collins. You can still give someone left hand.
Yes. I mean, that's not left hand from 1900. Thank you so much for calling. At 11 o'clock, we'll talk more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Some WhatsApp messages, some calls coming in before we go on our first break today. It might take a while.
Okay. So let's see. Edozie, Dean, and Naji, shout out to you. You always drop a WhatsApp message.
Yep.
So shout out to you. You're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
He says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, my people. Just dropping by to say hello. And I love you both real good. Dashing out now. Lastly, my lungu is cool and serene this morning. Thank you so much, Edozie, Din, Naji.
Thank you.
This person here says, Collins and Andrea, good morning. Abed Liva mo make him obey. Last man at 20k and official.
Yeah, he also mentioned that.
Okay, let's see. Okay, this person says he won something on WhatsApp, Lagos.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get back to you. Let's see, another person here. This is E-Plus, the storyteller as well.
Hi,
always
E-plus.
Sending a WhatsApp message. Shout out to you. As she said, you two are just cracking me up here. What a great way to start the day. Thanks for the humor. She says, I think I can relate with working together with your spouse. It's a blend of all the experiences you can get all the same. It's fun.
That's right.
Yes, it is fun. I agree to that one. It is fun. Another here says, what's up, Lagos? These bike men probably have spare life in their pockets. And they're so annoying. I was going to the bus stop and this guy kept entering all the potholes and muddy spots. Long story short, my legs look like trash before I got to work. Say, I blame Sakpa.
Yeah.
Oh, Sakpa, no fee find us.
I know if you catch us.
I don't know if you know that song. You don't know that song?
I don't know it, man.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
Sakpa, no go find us or no go catch us. Hey, who knows this song? I'll look for that song and I'll play it.
I'm sure
you.
Somebody knows it, I'll bet. Although we can take a call before we go on a break, I don't think so, because we have like 30 seconds to go. Maybe some messages you can send to 0700 9. No, come on. The number is 0809-597-5805. For WhatsApp messages, 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp. And, well, when we come back, we'll take more of your calls on 0700-993-993-993 or 01465-7190.
Stick around, Lagos. We'll be right back. You get the song now?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I love it.
Did you enjoy listening to the song?
Yes, I did. I saw the excitement on your face when the song was playing a lot. I'm hearing for the first time anyways.
What Sakpa means, because it looks like a lot of some people don't know what Sakpa means. I think some Sakpa means poverty or lack of money, and that song is like a prayer. the song is praying and say, Sakpa cannot catch me. All right? Mm. That is, poverty will not catch me because I know the God that I'm serving. And money, go day on ground.
Beautiful song. I mean, people have been using it as skits, right, on social media.
That's right.
And anything that sounds like prayer, you know, anything that is a prayer to Nigeria, man, a major hit already, you know, from that, starting from there. Anyways, I think I would love it. I'll put it on my playlist and listen to it as regular as possible as we proceed. Talking about Sakpa not finding you, yesterday we couldn't play the game. that means about Friday we couldn't play. So today now we say, no, we can't give excuse. We're going to get people to play, at least three people to win.
10,000 Naira each. Kwesi Nigerian for anniversary giveaway. So the phone lines are up, 0700-993-993-993. For women, this one's for you, 01465-7190. That's the number that you can call. I think we'll be asking, it's a pop-up quiz, right? We'll be asking questions. And then if you win 5 questions correctly, you would win yourself 10,000 Naira.
That's right. So let's see. Let's hear from Lagos a bit more and then take stats. We'll just pick any, mini money more. So maybe we should put numbers on the calls that we'll be taking for those who would like to play. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. This is Bola from Asheshe.
Your name is?
Bola from Asheshe.
You're sounding like you're whispering, ma'am. I hope you're okay.
Yes.
Okay, you didn't give us your What's Up Lagos. So go ahead.
What's Up Lagos?
I mean, go ahead with your contribution.
Okay. Question number 3.
No, I want to play the game. No, the number one rule is, you want to play the game, you have to like give us ginger. You call in and say, "What's up, Lagos?" I don't need to tell you,
okay,
and then you play.
Sorry, what's up, Lagos?
No, I mean it's late already. It's already late. I mean that's like, this is What's Up, Lagos. When you call, the rule is you call, you scream, except if you're not a regular caller. So I'm sorry, yeah, ma'am. I'll have to take somebody else. Sorry. Yeah. This is our first time. Oh, I get it. What's up, Lagos? Let's see.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Toby.
Hi, Toby. Good to have you.
What'd you say?
Good to have you, Toby. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bagada.
Oh, where has Bagada this morning?
Very well. Cool and nice.
Okay. So go ahead.
Hello, I'm calling to win.
Oh, sorry.
10,000 Naira.
So when you call to win, the first thing you do is you scream, "What's up?" This is What's Up Lagos. In fact,
what's
no, it's late. It's late already. Oh, that's the first thing you do. Sorry, apologies, man. So that's how I go take catch on now. Now we be saying, "I don't know, win you now." They wait for. Anyways, hello. Let's see who's a lucky one.
What's up, Lagos?
Shop guy. Chance to life.
Yeah.
Who do we have?
My name is Emeka.
Emeka?
Yep.
Are you a regular listener or you are just a listener that wants to win today?
Me, I've been listening since 2010.
You are running away from Sakpa, right?
I want to fly. I don't want to run.
Sakpa no go fit catch us.
Okay. So, are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Remember, it's 5 questions you need to answer correctly. So, are you ready?
Very ready. Pop quiz.
Your first question, what was today? Okay, let me put that straight again. Your first question, what is Nigeria Info's frequency?
99.3.
Okay, what is the capital of Gombe State?
Gombe.
Okay. The next question, who is on the Nigerian five Naira note?
Five Naira note. Amadou Bello.
That's wrong. And moving on, what is the slogan of Benue State?
Hey, food basket of the nation.
That's correct. Another question, what does WAEC mean?
West African Examinations Council.
Okay. How many questions has he answered?
4.
Okay, let's see. One more to go. Where is Zuma Rock located?
Abuja.
Are you sure?
Zuma Rock. Abuja.
Zuma Rock?
Zuma Rock.
Because they say Aso Rock now. You think Zuma Rock is in Abuja? Going, gone. I think he got four. We should just like pity him and
all
give
right,
it
we'll
to
take
him.
Your number right now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So where is Zuma Rock? Well, okay, you can send us a WhatsApp. The last caller, send us a WhatsApp. I mean, if no one took your number, send us a WhatsApp. So when you call and if you announce the winner, you should ensure that you stay on the line so that someone can get your number before you leave. Sakpa will not find you. Another winner. Let's hope this would be. Hello.
What's up?
Yeah. There was a whole bag. Hello.
Hello, what's up, nigga?
Cheers to life.
This is Chinwe calling from Iji Chaga.
Welcome, Chinwe.
I've been trying to reach you for a long time.
We're glad that you did.
I love your app. I couldn't.
We're glad that you're here, Chinwe. Collins will ask you the next questions, okay? Are you ready to play this time?
Hey, this is not my first time on the show.
Okay. But you're calling to win 10,000 Naira, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Collins, over to you.
All right. First of all, are you a regular caller of the show? Are you a regular listener of Nigeria Info to start with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's play the game quickly. What is Nigeria Info FM website?
www.nigeriainfofm.com.
Nah, that's not it, man. All right. Okay, what's Nigeria Info's Instagram handle?
Is it Nigeria Info?
Oh, please.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Who is the current deputy governor of Lagos State?
The current governor?
Deputy governor. No, deputy governor, not the current governor.
Okay, Hamzat.
Hamzat?
Yes.
Is that all? Hamzat? Anyway, we'll just give you Bebe. What show comes up right after What's Up Lagos?
That'll be Sunny Side with Joy.
All right, that's also correct. Who is the host of the chat station? Who's the host of the chat station? Who?
Listen and the gangs. I know. Sandra is Listen and the gangs.
The time is up. You got just about two questions correctly. I gave you very easy questions about Nigeria Info. You know, I was hoping that, you know, you get it right and then we just give it to you. But, you know, you can keep trying. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
All right. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Where to? What's up,
good
Lagos?
Morning.
Hello.
No, not ready.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
We didn't hear it.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
That's it. If you don't, that's like the password. If you don't scream loud, we can't even listen to you like on the game. Anyways, welcome.
I'm screaming now.
What's your name?
Joshua.
All right,
hello.
Joshua. Yes, Andrea's got questions for you. Are you ready to play?
Okay, no problem.
All right, so you got to answer five questions correctly. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, your first question. What is this segment of the show we're on right now?
What's Up Lagos?
Oh, I mean, that's the name of the show, but what segment are we on right now? The first hour of the show. We call it something.
To know about your environment.
Wow. It's the feel of Lagos, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Another question. How many ethnic groups are in Nigeria?
Ethnic groups. We have three.
Ethnic groups? Okay. Let's move on. Right? Or okay. Should I give you time to think?
Yeah, no problem. Let's move on.
Okay. Democracy Day is celebrated on which day?
October 1st.
Democracy Day?
Yes, October 1st.
Okay. That's wrong, but let's move on. Which African country first gained its independence?
Which?
African country first gained independence.
Skip, please.
Okay, next question. Who is the first president of Nigeria?
Nnamdi Azikiwe.
All right, you got that one correct. How many questions has he answered, Rao?
Just two.
Okay, another quickly. Which continent is the smallest in the world?
Africa.
The continent smallest in the world?
Asia.
That's wrong. Next, what is the motto of Nigeria? What's Nigeria's motto?
I'm sorry, skip, please.
All right, the time is up. You tried, you came, you saw, but you couldn't conquer.
I couldn't conquer.
Couldn't conquer, yeah. Thank you. Oh, boy. Those were easy questions, weren't they?
They were easy questions. Can you turn down the volume on your radio?
Hello?
Sorry, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
We're waiting for your What's Up Lagos.
Don't tell them. We didn't hear it.
Oh, please. What's up, Lagos?
Good. Chest alive. I can't believe that we have to like remind people to scream What's Up, Lagos.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's fine. I mean, don't be humble because of thank you. Calm down. Anyways, let's come up. Are you ready to play? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Solo.
All right. Your time starts right now. 1 minute you've got to answer five questions correctly. If you get them, and then you'll be a winner of 10,000 Naira. So your question is, what is the official language of Nigeria?
English.
Correct. How many continents are there in the world?
Oh, pass.
All right. Which is the highest court of law in Nigeria?
Supreme Court.
That's correct. What is the most common natural resource in Nigeria?
The most common natural resource.
Yep. Sure. All right, petroleum. That's okay. That's also correct. What is Nigeria's motto?
Nigeria's motto is unity, faith, peace, and progress.
That's also correct. And lastly, which is the smallest continent in the world?
Which is this what?
The smallest continent in the world. All right. The largest city in Nigeria. That's the last question.
What?
The largest city in Nigeria.
The largest city in Nigeria.
Yeah, in terms of population.
Okay, in terms of population, the largest city in Nigeria is... the largest city in Nigeria is... Lagos.
I swear, we'll not give you. Congratulations.
I really wanted you to win this one. Congratulations. I can hear your baby in the background.
My baby.
All right, hang on. Someone will get your number. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Remember, it's Nigeria Info's 10th anniversary
giveaway.
So that's like the second winner, right? We have one more person who played before the show ends.
That's right. But right now, we need to go on a break, Lagos. Stick around when we come back. Now, after peeking the news, we'll come back for Family Talk. Stay with us.
Welcome back. We are live on the Family Talk. Of course, for those who are joining for the first time, this time every day on the show, we have the Family Talk. And today, we're having a part two of our conversation we started yesterday. And the conversation had to do with, some of those myths about lefties. So those who use their left hand, as you like. And we continue with that today. So we would also get some point in the conversation as we continue to talk about it, bring you what we call, an expert opinion regarding, you know, the effect of forcefully, you know, converting a lefty to a righty. All right. In a matter of minutes, you'll be listening to our experts on this as we proceed. But first, we'd like to hear from you. What are those misconceptions, or not misconceptions? What are those myths about lefties, those who use the left hand? We'd like to hear more about that. What have you heard? What were you told about someone who's a lefty? You're born and then you like to use your left hand. And you, if you were born as a lefty, how did it affect your growing up? How did it affect you as a person? The people stigmatize you? Do people, like your parents, they beat you anyhow, like slap you? My friend, use this hand. How many slaps did you receive from that hand just trying to, you know, go over? Recently, I was in the market and I was going to pay the lady what I bought, and my right hand was occupied. And I stretched, you know, my left hand with the money, and she was just looking at me like, she said, I'm not collecting the money, sir. Please, we use the right hand. I said, see, my right hand here is busy now. Can't you see I'm carrying something? He said, oh, guy, you have to switch it to. I said, why? She was so serious about it. And then she said, in their culture, it's against their culture, that I was trying to inquire, what exactly is the reason? You say, if I collect with left hand, it's bad luck. Left hand is bad luck. Like, if someone gives you something with left hand, it's bad luck. I'm like, bad luck. I said, well, I can't deny your culture is your culture, and I can't argue with you. But that's just one of the many, many misconceptions or myths or stories or beliefs about use left hand. And I'm not even a lefty. I just use my left hand, and it's like, it's condemned. Meanwhile, if you want to tell me, it's the left hand you use. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, what did you hear about it? What exactly did you hear? All right, 0700-993-993-993. Let's get to take some calls before we get to hear from our next part this morning. Hello, good morning. Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You're talking with Peter.
All right, Peter, we're talking about lefties. All right, go ahead. What myths do you hear about that? Are you a lefty?
No, I'm right.
Okay. Go ahead.
I've heard a lot of myths about it. It's a bad thing. We grew up to meet it. I hope to get, we have never heard or know what is the cause, what is reality about it.
And some people are really serious about it. Like, if you use your left hand, they can almost, like, call you an outcast. All right. Thank you for that. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Okay. My name is Blessing.
Hi, Blessing. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, I'm at Lekki at the moment.
Okay. Great, Blessing. Let's talk.
Okay. I'm actually a righty. I'm not a lefty.
Okay.
Okay, the story made a story just now.
Yeah.
Actually, I had the same experience.
All right.
Okay, growing up, I had an accident on my right hand, so it affected my right hand.
Okay.
So most times when I buy something from people and I decide to, okay, let me use my left hand to give the money, pay for what I bought, the way they feel about you giving them money with your left hand, as if it's not right for you. The hand you have is not. The both hands are created by God. We have both hands.
Yeah.
Whether you use a right or left, but they want you to use that same right hand to give them the money for what you bought from them.
Yeah.
So I feel the way people think in this part of the country, I don't know. They feel there's something wrong with you using your left hand.
Okay. And you feel it's wrong.
The woman told me that I needed to pay her with my right hand. I felt bad about it. But I just said, there's no need quarreling about it. So I decided to use the right hand and I gave her the money.
Wow.
All right. Thank you for sharing your experience. You know, I shared an experience just a while ago in the market. I was trying to pay personal. My hand, I'm carrying a heavy bag with my hand. And the lady was saying that she used that same hand where I'm carrying bag to pay. Say you must use your right hand.
Your right hand.
Do you know she said that it's bad luck if you collect...
If she had collected the money from you using the left hand, it's bad luck.
I'm like, I owe you now and I want to pay you in dollars, if I give you dollars now, you see, I don't know
where people come up. I don't know where they come up with this myth or beliefs. Maybe there's a background story that they're not telling, right? There's also, what if a person got amputated?
Yeah.
That is, his right hand or her right hand got amputated and they're left with just the left hand.
So what happened?
Everything with the left hand. Are you going to reject the money from them?
They will say that's an exception.
Or not handshake the person?
I mean, that's why we're having it on radio today. Because look, the myths are just too much. Could there be any truth about some of these myths? Could there be the stories? Is there anything? I've heard people, if you hit your left leg or your left hand is scratching you, something bad will happen to you. If your right hand is scratching you, something good. How did we
get to this?
Where did we arrive at this? Where? How? Who? What?
It's okay. The phone lines are buzzing.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. What's your name? What's up, Lagos?
This is July. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
Hi. Welcome.
I've been trying to call in the first quarter when you're talking about vet anger.
Yeah.
And I've been trying, but it's been busy. So I'm going to do the two now.
Okay.
I'm very angry with 99.3 FM. I've been trying to call whenever they want to do a giveaway. If that is busy or they won't take my call, number one. About the left-handed people.
Mm-hmm.
It's about our mentality in this Nigeria. Some people have been brainwashed.
Okay.
That when you are using your left hand, it's a bad omen. No. I mean,
okay.
Using your left hand does not mean you are, maybe you are possessed or something. No. My husband is a lefty, and I happen to have a boy that he started using lefty. So when I wrote him, I didn't bother to ask the teacher because he knew he was using the left hand. So when I asked the class teacher, hello, are you there?
Yes,
we're here with you.
When I asked the class teacher, I saw the boy writing. I was like, which hand are you using for the boy? And he said, he's using the right because she cannot use the left hand. I felt bad, terribly bad, because the boy has been coping. So when you, and I said, are you complaining? You don't need to complain. You are the one that fits in without my consent. Because you don't know how to use it does not make you to fit my boy. You have to carry me along. And, you know, she felt like, I should not be angry now. I'm a teacher too. You don't know how to. I said, no. If you're in this kind of a class, you need to learn how to use your two hands, both the left and the right, which I can use.
That's right.
I think that is why, if you see my husband, he hardly eats outside because of what people will say.
Yeah, he's using his left hand.
Even if he's eating and we are having this, he will take his food and go inside the room.
Okay.
Before they start saying, Eshuye. No.
He's
been watching his mentality.
All right.
The next time they switch the voice from, he's still affecting him up to now.
Wow.
I just have to switch the school.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you so much.
But I'm sure that, you know, this mentality of a thing must have come from somewhere. Did it come from religion? Did it come from, is it traditional religion? Is it just a culture of people? Or did it come from the Bible or from the Quran? Or from where? Where did this come from? Because somehow we feed off from the morals, from these holy books, the traditional religion.
Absolutely.
So to speak. We feed off from the morals that we're told, or stories that we're told, from these religions. So where is this coming from? Which of this, would I call it religion? Or culture, so to speak. Where did it come from?
Is it just an inherited belief?
Mm.
You know, can inherit the belief in our family. We believe this is it. Before you know it, more societies. Or was there an event that occurred, that happened, that led to people say, you know what? Left hand is bad luck. Left hand is this. But the point is there's no consistency in terms of the different myths about the left hand.
Okay.
Some will say if you eat with food, with your left hand, like you said, you are a devil, you are evil. I mean, all these things. It's just too much.
The interesting thing is, it's not just an African thing. Anyway, these are African myths.
Yeah.
But it's a global thing.
Absolutely.
Right? Every other part of the world, people who use your left hand most, or they have their left hand as the stronger hand compared to the right, are actually most times persecuted. They're most times relegated. They're most times, you know, talked down on, mm-hmm. you know, or discriminated. I think that's the word to use. Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's also belief that it's left, it's from the devil. It's evil.
How can you say that?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, there are WhatsApp, a lot of WhatsApp messages here. If you want to be a part of the show, you can send a WhatsApp message, right?
Right.
080-809-597-5805.
Right. In just a moment, we'll connect with our guest. But hey, 0809-597-5805.
Okay. I'm also getting to miss that sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. On WhatsApp. All right. What's your name now? Godfrey here says, left-handedness is a taboo in most African communities. Not so in advanced climes. Barack Obama is left-handed. Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure that he must have suffered some kind of criticism growing up. Mm. That's coming from Godfrey. Let's see. Success Akpobi here says, okay, I think that she or he must have won something and asking for... We'll get back to you on that one. Trust me. Another here says Hassan from okay. He's willingly, he says he wants to join the Mumu Men Association.
Okay.
This is Hassan from Akowonjo.
Yeah.
He says, Omar, they wash plates. My wife is pregnant. After plate, not to sweep. He's on Mumu Men Association duty.
Well done.
Okay, another here, this is coming from E Plus, the storyteller says, good morning, I have always associated left-handedness with extreme intelligence. I guess mine is born out of observation. I know of someone who uses both.
Hmm.
All right, another here, this is David here says, what's up, Lagos? Welcome, the techers. It is a cultural thing, nothing more. What of those people that have only left hand? To me, I don't discriminate on left hand or right hand, but the Asian cultures told us it is a sign of respect to use your right hand, is the same as kneeling down before elders. All right. He says respect comes to play when you're using your right hand instead of your left. That is, if you use mm-hmm. your left hand, meaning that you are being disrespectful. In fact, mm-hmm. I'm getting that a lot,
yeah.
a lot, where that, you know, you stretch your left hand to either give some money
or
receive something. You'll be like, stop that. That's disrespectful. Use your right hand.
Hmm.
And we see that happening even to children, especially those children who have their left hand as their stronger hand. We keep playing down on the fact that, mm-hmm. you know, drop that hand, use your right hand. Even when it comes to writing this time around
mm-hmm.
or, you know, doing any other activity using their left hand, they stop them from using their left hand.
They will stop. In fact, I remember growing up, it was almost like they almost want to punish you. They could say you should pick a pin. If you're using your left hand,
mm.
it was more dangerous. Is you know that different kind, the one of sucking your finger,
yeah,
that's one another one. But mm. the left hand usage, I'd almost want to break that hand. They almost want to. It's so intense.
Olugbenga from Lekki here says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. On a lighter note, the Bible always talked about the right hand of God. I have never read about the left hand of God. So could this be a reason? You know, I mentioned that, you know, that sometimes we take up morals from, you know, this holy
yeah.
books.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, I mean, could that be a reason?
And the two thieves that they recorded in the Bible, the two
yeah.
thieves that they say, okay, were crucified with
Jesus,
right?
Okay.
That is, the guy on the left was one that went to hell. The guy on the right followed this hell. So there are so many things that are working against the left hand. But hey, let's bring some facts into it and let's look at it from a perspective, professional perspective, especially with regards to trying to convert a lefty into a righty.
Righty.
All right, as it were. We do have joining us via the phone right now, Dr. Bujumbola, I will call her completely, Babalola Abiri. She is a psychiatrist, consultant also. She's a regular voice on the show, as you already know. She joins us via the phone quickly to drop her 2 cents or three on this matter, should I say cover on this matter. Hi, Doc. Good to have you join us live on What's Up Lagos, the family talk.
Good morning, Detectives.
Good
nice
morning.
To be here again.
Good morning. It's good to have you. So, I mean, it's good to have you. And then it's this particular conversation is one that we need some kind of a professional touch on it. We're talking about the left-handed, left-handers, how that we've heard a lot of myths, how that the left hand, those who use the left hand is should be abolished. I mean, using the left hand is wrong and what have you. But we want to look at it from the psychological aspect. What is the implication? What is the psychological implication when you're trying to change a left-hander or a lefty to a righty?
All right. Thank you very much for the question. And, you know, this is quite personal for me because when I was a child, I was a lefty.
Ah. Wow. Wow.
But I hear that there was one uncle of mine who insisted that I must change to the right hand. Hmm. And so, for instance, you know, this morning, what I said about the topic, this is me, you know, going back to that time that I can't even recall and imagining how much emotional and possibly physical trauma, maybe being beaten and saying, no, use your right instead of your left.
Yeah.
I must have gone through. But much more importantly is that how I think that I could actually have been a genius and be more, you know, much more than I am right now. Mm-hmm. And so what happens when, you know, parents, caregivers, teachers, just about anyone try to change a child from the left to the right hand. Mm-hmm. It's often, of course, driven by that belief that anything left means wrong.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, seen in not just Nigerian culture, even in the German culture.
Absolutely.
Everything left always connotes negativity because quite often people think that things that are on the left, it spells disrespect, and it may, you know, make the individual more prone to mental, emotional, and learning disabilities. But what we also don't know, or what a lot of people don't know, is that once an individual is left-handed, what it means is that the dominant part of their brain is the right side. And so the person who is right-handed has the dominant part of their own brain being, you know, the left side. And so from the start, once you start to meddle with that and try to change what is or what this person has known, you're actually moving the function of the brain from where, well, nature had said it should be to the flip side. And so this individual, of course, then has to start relearning unknown to you and may start to struggle with seemingly little things. And so, you know, even before we now start seeing the psychological or emotional manifestations, this individual may struggle with things like nail biting, poor handwriting, being shy, being withdrawn, or just be disruptive in behavior. You know, many times when children want to show their displeasure, they may not be able to say things. They may just regret with certain attributes that they already have. So, for instance, if I'm a child who has been able to use the toilet by themselves, start to soil themselves, or start being harsh or being difficult with other children. And so some of these signs, they may seem subtle, but when we start to put a lot of force and pressure on a child who is left-handed and start saying, oh, no, you have to be right-handed, these are some of the things that we might see. Of course, we may also see things like the fact that the child starts to struggle with work. Because, of course, the function of the left and right side of the brain are also quite different.
Different, absolutely.
So the left side, of course, helping the individual to think more creatively as compared with the right side of the brain.
Wow.
Well, I mean, just listening to that alone and looking at the fact that I love the fact that you also buttress the point that it is not an African thing. It's it's around the world, you know, even ancient Greek, there are stories, there are a lot of researches about this. And then it's a current belief, even in some quarters, some civilized climes, as it were. Does that put us in a very tight corner in terms of trying to address this as a thing? Because even as I speak, I'm checking some messages on Facebook. We're streaming live. The messages, some are saying that, I just think it's very disrespectful, you know, for anybody to try and use the left. Imagine you using your left and all that. How can we start, you know, correcting this in our society? I mean, I know part of what we're doing right now is part of it, but how can we start correcting this?
Well, so fantastic. And of course, I must always commend you guys because there's a lot of education and advocacy and, of course, increasing awareness that goes on with the show. And it's a place to start. Because imagine reading that message that you're reading and somebody says, oh, when a child uses a left hand, it means that they're disrespectful. And for us as Africans, and more specifically as Nigerians, it's where the conversation really always starts. That, oh, if someone hands you something with a left hand, it means they're being disrespectful. What we, however, don't know or don't talk and take time to appreciate is the fact that in trying to change this person from being left to being right, it's not just the physical attribute. It's the fact that the brain now has to start relearning all those networks. Pretty much, you know, trying to do a crisscross from one side to another. And so the education must continue. I've met, you know, left-handed people who have better handwriting than even my own handwriting. They were more creative, you know, more organized. They were, you know, they were more ordered, more perceptive. And so there's strength in what might seem like this seeming weakness. Because over time, if we keep, you know, talking about it and talking about it more negatively, what we are trying to do, of course, is trying to pull those people down, make them feel like they are less because they are using
their left hand
that is not dominant in the environment. But then again, it's not as if they don't have this hand. It's just that they decided that that's the hand they want to be their dominant hand. And so it's education that will change the narrative. The fact that let us continue to, you know, encourage children. Of course, we'll teach them respect. We'll teach them many other things. I don't see respect as, you know, being the hand. I mean, if someone calling, someone hands you $1 million.
Using the left hand.
Are you telling me you will not collect
it? Don't collect it. No. It's left hand.
Oh, you're hungry.
I got that conversation on respect will come up when someone is trying to hand you $1 million with the left hand. They can't jump at it and not even abstain the hand. So we need to start changing the narrative around the fact that it's negative to use the left hand to do things.
Great. I'm glad that you mentioned. There's some things that you mentioned I want to just point out quickly. You said something about people choosing. Did people choose to use their left hand or right hand, or they are born that way?
So you are born that way. And so whether you're left handed or right handed, it's performed by the fact that the individual is either right brain dominant or left brain dominant. And so the person who is right brain dominant is left-handed.
Okay.
The person who is left brain dominant is right-handed. And so people will naturally, you know, tend towards what their bodies tell them to do. However,
back 11:34 on the clock, and we are wrapping up on this conversation with Dr. Abiri right now. Hello, are you still there, Doctor?
Right here.
Okay. Apologies for cutting off your line of thought before we went on that break.
Not a problem at all.
All right, so please go ahead.
All right, so I think that, you know, to conclude on that conversation is the fact that we need to stop making it look like it's a disability using a left hand or that if something, someone goes out of their way to do to disrespect us. Those individuals who use their left hands are just different. And different doesn't mean that they are abnormal. And so we need to start, you know, talking about it and making people realize that beyond just the physical that people see, there are a lot of internal mental processes that will go on if we start to enforce that people change from left hand to right hand. I think people should be allowed to bloom and blossom with their uniqueness and their creativity and to be celebrated for who we are as individuals.
Absolutely.
So we just love left-handed. And let's love everything
we think
about them.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Very much. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. And thanks for your time. And we'll let you go now. There you heard it from Dr. Abiri speaking to us concerning the effect generally of trying to convert a child or a person from left
hand. Psychological effect.
Yeah, absolutely. From left hand, lefty to righty. Now, there are a number of messages on socials, on WhatsApp, Facebook. Where do we go to? Let me squeeze in one or two on Facebook and then we can run on WhatsApp.
Okay.
It's a while. Obinya Christine Catherine, I beg your pardon, is I'm actually a left-handed lady, and I use my left hand to cook, wash, and other things. But I don't use my left hand to write. My mom did all she could to change it when I was little, but at the same time, I was already used to it. It's a well, I have heard that the left-handed people are very creative and fine writers. Writing. All right? It's left-handed people are great chefs, too. And I can testify to that.
Okay. Adamu Ahmed Steve on Facebook says, it's just funny to see people believe in such. My son is left-handed and the pressure was on him. I have to come out asking them if God made a mistake. None could answer and I stood my ground. I even went to the extent of asking my son to use his left hand whenever he wants to give me anything. Mm. And now he is a grown boy. Let me cut off the left part of my body. And just as I tell the white man to cut off his head since his hair is black, he says, let's be positive.
That's right.
I mean, for every part of our body that has a right side, has a left side.
I mean,
so why are we against the left side or using the left hand?
Why not slapping left ear? That's why I will give you left hand all the time. I have a left hand
you
to
know,
give.
You know, why do that? Now, a certain research here gave some side effects that have been reported when a child was forced to change their left hand. They said some of them are problems with spelling.
Okay.
Shyness and being withdrawn. There is nail biting. There is poor concentration. There is bad memory. There's also bedwetting. There is bad handwriting. There is, physical tiredness.
So look at the list of all those things that a child will go through just because they were born
with dominant left hand.
What's wrong with that? There are also a lot of advantages of left-handed people and are based on research and experiences of people. We'll get into that. But there's another message here. Dio Anthony said, Matt, it's a very good... let me take Kenneth's message. So what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. Ken from Bagada. It's just the mentality for me. I'm enjoying your show.
All right, thank you so much. Straight to WhatsApp, quite a lot. A lot of them on WhatsApp. Christy from Marina says, the left hand is as important as the right, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. God gave them both for a reason. However, people came up with all this myth about the left hand. Mm-hmm. The more shocking part of it is that educated people fall for this lie that the left hand is less honorable or that is bad. I said there's even this myth that the left hand is less preferred because people use it to wash their bum after defecating. I mean, if you have your left hand as your dominant hand, you would use your right. So, I mean, I don't understand this. Trust me. I don't know why we came up with this. And it's hard for me to believe. So my elder sister, we want to all believe that she's a lefty. So growing up, she would use her left hand if she's upset, right? Mm-hmm. And she wants to correct us or we've done something wrong.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we just want to go physical.
Yeah.
When she uses her left hand, forget it.
They slap
you. You're dead and gone. Dead and gone. Like, you know, it's more it's more painful when she uses her left hand. And I noticed she's very creative. She super creative, super creative. But you know, she was part of those people who were forced to use
her right
hand. So as it is, you know, it took her a while to start trying to adjust to using both when she realized, I mean, there's nothing wrong with me. I can use my left hand. And she started trying to use both hands, you know, using the left hand and using the right hand still.
I mean, there are a lot of positives about people who are left-handed. A lot of creativity is attached to them. A lot of, you know, they have better functions. For example, now, President Barack Obama of the U.S., former president, is a left-handed. He's a left-handed person. And we hear that, in fact, if you are left-handed, you are a better multitasker.
Mm-hmm.
You can multitask easily.
Yeah.
As it were. You know, so many other things. So many of that. You talked about creativity in the arts, in sports.
Yeah.
I mean, so all this positive, we just throw them away. We just believe the one we want to believe. No, It's bad. Come on. But let's take more calls and messages. Where?
Okay, let's see this message coming from who? What's your name? I ordained you from the streets of Lagos. He said, I'm a serious left-handed person, and I'm proud of it.
That's right.
It is, it's pure ignorance that people stigmatize us. We are as intelligent as, and smart as anyone that could be. I don't even care how anyone feels about it, and I can eat anywhere without feeling a thing. That's you're a strong right. one.
Yeah.
I mean, you're one of those strong ones. Okay, you want to say something?
No, I'm just saying that society has to change the mindset, you know?
Yeah.
We find it difficult to switch, even when we have superior knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
When you are operating on an inferior knowledge and you have superior knowledge, it's expected that you upgrade your thinking too.
Mm.
And upgrade your lifestyle and the way you perceive things, your perception of life.
Mm.
But we don't want to stay with an inferior knowledge. Even when there's research, there's more exposure. No! that's the way it should be. It's B.O. That's the way I was told. I don't argue it. Nah, come on. There's nothing wrong to be left-handed. And that should be the message on the list of everyone.
True that. Okay. Another thing here. This is Benjamin. He says, it's about orderliness. Just imagine you shaking hands with your right hand and the other left. Benjamin is my name. Okay.
And if you're being right, I can shake you now. That's not a problem.
It's not a problem.
Can't you shake with left? Can't I shake with right? You can shake with both hands now. What are we talking about here?
The phone lines are buzzing.
Yeah. And we're gradually getting into the Land Lotto sponsor time. Hey!
I'm a mama bomb in and I'll use this line for Nibuka.
Okay.
Nibuka.
And the left hand that they is make this call.
Okay.
And the left hand that they do.
Nice.
And I love it that way. Pass Lagos from my left hand.
Cheers to life. I give you left hand. Twa. Oh, man. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Move away from your radio. Kill the volume dead. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up,
Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Like you, Buka, I'm using my laptop to hold my phone.
Okay. Wow, I love that.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a draw.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I was using this time, like I said yesterday, when I was younger. I don't know, maybe because my parents changed it to the right. I have problem with spelling right now.
With spelling?
Yeah, I can't spell.
Wow. We just mentioned it's part of the side effect that comes with, you know, trying to change a child.
And the left hand is very, very stronger than my right.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even to now, if I want to throw something, if I'm washing clothes, like if I'm doing something, I'm always using the left.
All right.
Hmm.
Wow.
So
that's
you heard
a practical
it.
Practical side effect.
I'm sure that if you're listening right now and you know that you're a left-hander, that is your left hand is your dominant hand, and you were somewhat forced to use your right, I'm sure that you would notice that there are some things that you cannot do. There's some things that you are just like you struggle to do those things, and those could just be some of the side effect due to the fact that you were forced to change your dominant hand, which is your left hand, to using your right hand.